One question I saw last night was who's someone that should be a first-time All-Star this year? And it feels like Oladipo is a pretty easy answer.
I think it's got to be. That guy's. I feel like he's one of. He keeps setting like career highs. It's like Oladipo's got a career high. It's like, yeah, is this old news? Oh no, he just broke it. He's got 47 now. He just had like 42 the other night.
It's him. Kristaps is going to be an All-Star in the East, absolutely.
Sure.
I threw Booker in there. He's not going to get it. And people were obviously mad that I said that, but...
I guess things. What do you want?
He's got the shooting splits. He's averaging like 24. And for a game that's predicated on zero defense being played, why wouldn't you want one of the best shooters in the world out there?
I feel like that's the issue with most All-Star games. We don't have enough shooting. We don't have enough passing. Get as many shooters and passes. Like, people are just going to throw mad oops and people are going to take mad threes. Let's get a lot of people who are good at those things.
Yeah, imagine like if you just played him with essentially the Warriors four that's going to get in there. Like, that would be incredible to watch.
Get that bum Durant out of there. Has Drummond's made an All-NBA, but has he made an All-Star team?
I think he did.
I'm sure he had.
Because I was looking at him. Some people said Tobias.
I feel like he'll honorable mention.
McCollum hasn't made one.
Okay, I think McCollum should be there. Yeah, Drummond made All-Star and All-NBA in 2016.
There it
is. I beg your pardon. Simmons, does Simmons count? I feel like he should be there for his first time.
I have Simmons. I had Simmons, Embiid, and I had Towns.
Whom?
Yeah, a bum.
No.
I feel like when you're, I think they're 17-11 at this recording, and a top four seed in the vaunted West, like Jimmy Butler's probably going to get it. That makes sense. But when you're a top four, it's like, Melo shouldn't be in there, not even close.
No.
I don't know if Paul George is going to get in there.
I feel like he will. Like, I'm fine with that. I feel like name recognition, but he's not their issue. I'm fine with him getting in there.
Definitely not their issue, but I mean, we know Russ is going to get in there, but right now I'm pretty sure they're not.
Should he? I call him.
Right now they're not in the playoffs, and it would be tough for like two of those guys to get in. If by the time the All-Star game rolls around, they're the 9 seed, I would have a pretty tough time being like, oh yeah, that's because even I was looking at Detroit because I was ready to give them love. They've fallen out of the playoffs.
Oh yeah, them and Orlando, pretty much as expected, have just fell off of a cliff. If he gets healthy in time, I think Aaron Gordon could be in that mix.
Oh yeah,
if he gets back, Gordon and depending on what the East looks like, Schroeder's averaging 20 a game. I feel like, I don't know, somebody's going to get in there that everybody's like, why is he in there? I feel like it might be Schroeder.
But like, who, the point guards are Kyrie, Lowry, Kemba?
Forgot about Lowry. Yeah, I would put Kemba in there.
And then, like, what's Simmons?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, if Simmons is a point guard, then there's no way.
Right. And it kind of, like, I would have a hard time qualifying him as anything else.
Is Lowry automatic though?
I think I think he's kind of like Paul George, like you were just saying.
Yeah,
because like Lowry's not playing poorly, is he?
No, he's playing. Like I'm looking now, he's averaging 16 a game.
Oh,
decent
really?
Enough shooting. Yeah, like he's 16, 6 boards, 7 assists, shooting 44, 41, 88. Like a fine season, but nothing like pencil Lowry and DeRozan in. He averaged 22 and 21 a game the last two seasons. This year he's down to 16.
Right.
Now he's a better player than Schroeder for sure, but I mean, Schroeder's averaging, I think, 20 and 7, 26 and a half. So I feel like he might get that. Wait, Dennis Schroeder's an All-Star? Like that look this year.
I wouldn't hate that, but like is Isaiah.
Wall is out too. I don't know when he's coming back.
Wall is out.
But if he's back, he'll be in there.
But does Wall being out open up Beal, who has also not made an All-Star team?
Oh, okay. Then that'd probably be my number one, Beal, of deserving guys that have never made one.
I don't know if I can put Beal ahead of Oladipo just because of how great Oladipo's been. And Beal, I looked at his numbers last night. I'm pretty sure he's having almost the same season as last year.
I think he should have made it last year.
Fair. But if it's fan voting, is Isaiah still going to get in?
Ooh, probably. Probably, yeah.
Right.
As well as Zizek. LeBron just starts to start Zizek hashtag, and he ends up with like 11 million votes.
So is it 12 or 15? I know we were talking about this the other day. I can't remember what it was.
I feel like it's 12, but I feel like it always ends up being 15, like injuries, then the commissioner's pick.
Someone from years past who hasn't, like Iverson still plays.
Yao Ming's going to be in there. Like Yao and T-Mac, this is their 11th straight starting appearance.
All right, so let's try and map out the 12 for the East right now then. Like LeBron, maybe. Put a question mark next to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Write that one in pencil.
Kyrie.
Kyrie's in there.
Giannis.
Giannis is in there.
DeRozan.
DeRozan's in there. I feel like after that, like after those couple, and probably, yeah, Embiid's played the games. Embiid and Simmons, I think they're in there.
Although we did maybe jinx his back. I did.
Probably. I think it was that knee, man. Wentz's knee was connected to Embiid's back. Now Jimmy Rollins' arm is going to fall. I don't know if Jimmy Rollins still plays.
Probably. I mean, he might. That's five if we're counting Embiid. Kristaps is going to make it. He's going to get the fan vote, and he deserves to be in it. I want everyone to make sure they heard that. Kristaps deserves to be an All-Star.
More Knicks hatred. More of that Boston bias.
Speaking of, Al Horford.
Oh, yeah, Horford's got to be in there.
He is, like, not a fun type of player. This is like when Noah used to make it.
Oh, yeah, he's just out there setting picks and setting back screens like, all right, Al, give it a rest.
playing really good face-up defense, making it tough for guys in the post.
All right, Horford just switched off ball, dickhead.
Kemba? Is Kemba a given?
I wouldn't say give. Like, I just pulled up, like, points per game by East, and I'm look like Kemba and Schroeder are back-to-back in points per game.
Who's ahead of who?
Kemba is at, that's a decent gap though. Kemba's at 22.6. Schroeder's at 20.4, but they're 9 and 10 in the East.
Okay. And Kemba was in it last year, right?
Yeah. So I feel like he'll get that. I feel like Kevin Love's normally there. I don't think he'll be there this year.
Which is weird because I feel like he's played pretty well.
The numbers look good. He's right after them. Middleton's averaging 20 a game, and Kevin Love is at 19. I don't think Middleton's not getting in.
Middleton's Tobias definitely not getting in.
Yeah, no, he's not getting in. I can't see Tobias getting in.
No.
Gordon, probably not. If he was, I don't know, if he was still healthy and still doing these kind of numbers, maybe, maybe he might get a fan vote just for the dunking shit, but I can't see that.
I mean, Gordon's numbers are up. Like, they've stayed up. Like, obviously, Orlando stinks, but...
It's true.
And you're right, dunking and shooting, those are things he does pretty well these days. So I think that one might be interesting.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't surprise me. Like, going down Fournier, no. Simmons, yes.
You think Simmons is a lock?
I do.
Okay. So we got two 76ers. Currently a 500 team.
I'm fine with that. I don't.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I just want to. I mean, Detroit's above 500. Is Drummond getting in?
Of course, he's best in the league. Of course, he's getting in. Dickhead, have some respect.
I think the most interesting one for me, even though they're sitting at 9 and 16, I'm gonna look at his numbers while I'm saying this sentence. Dwight.
He is having a good season. I don't think he'll get in though.
Right now, he's got 12 points on 52% shooting and only 10 rebounds, which would be, yep, a career low. So Dwight's not getting in.
How many minutes is he playing, though? I feel like he's not playing as many as he normally does.
32.5, which would be a low since he played 41 games in 2014. Oh, wait, hold on. I was reading that completely backwards. My mistake. My mistake. He's averaging 15.7. I thought that was weird. He's averaging...
You're reading Marvin Williams numbers.
I was literally reading his 2004 numbers.
Yeah, I don't think 19-year-old Dwight's going to get in. I don't call it a hunch.
I mean, look, we don't do takes like that here.
It's true.
Speaking of, you got some takes coming, pal.
Correct.
15.7 on 56% shooting. A lot different than what I just said.
Yeah, I feel like his per minute, like his per 36 is probably like along with his career averages. I feel like he's been surprisingly good this year.
Yeah, he's at 15.7 and 12.4 with 1.3 blocks.
And how many minutes you said?
Well, I read his rookie minutes, so those don't matter. he's at 30. All the audio just went out, and I thought I was dying.
Uh-oh.
No, you can hear me now, though, right?
Yeah, I could always hear you.
It just died in here, and I was like,
Seems troublesome.
It's very troublesome. That's how I'd react if I thought I was dying.
Andrew!
He's at 30.
I'm dying.
Friends, fellas! So he's at 30 minutes a game, putting up 16 and 12.
Pretty good. Like, imagine how much they just really hated. They were like, nah, we just got to get him out of here. Give us the Plumlee. Give us whichever Plumlee you get.
We don't even have a Plumlee. That's fine.
Sign one and then trade us for Dwight Howard.
See, Toronto's still at 17-7, which makes it feel like they're going to have to put two in there. And if it's not Lowry, what are they going to put, like, Poeltl in there?
Pascal Siakam?
I feel like Lowry's kind of a lock.
I don't disagree. I think he's better than, like, he's better than Schroeder. He's better than Kemba. I'm fine with him getting in.
And I think, I mean, if Depot, even if his play dips and he just averages, like, 25-5 for the next month, he's going to be a lock too.
I think so, yeah. Especially if they stay in. Like, I don't really look at their team record, but I feel like the voters will. So, yeah, like, they're 5 seed right now. If they stay in or around that mix, I feel like he's in there for sure. As he should be.
Mm-hmm. So, right now I have 10, but that only has one Cav on it.
Accurate.
I just don't. I think Kevin Love's going to end up being in there.
I could see it. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at 19 and 10 on 47, 37, 88. Like you said, he's had a fine year. I don't know. If it ended up just being one Cav,
what are we doing here? Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade's going to get in.
Nah, see, I think this is the first year. I think he's out.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was voted as a starter.
I don't know, man. Put Rose in there too. Like, why the hell?
Like, I would it because they're not doing the captain's pick this year, right? That's next year.
Yeah, I think it's next year,
right?
2019, I think.
So, would it shock you if Kyrie, Wade, LeBron, Giannis, Embiid were the starting five?
It would shock me if Wade. I was looking right. I thought he missed it one of the Chicago years, but no, he's been an All Star every year since 2005.
That's what I'm saying.
That scares me. I don't think he will. I think he's averaging 11 points a game. Now, again, it's not going to be about deserved.
Listen,
I don't think he will. If it's going to come down to, like, Oladipo or Beal or, like, they'll get Simmons in there. Like, they'll get Simmons and Embiid, Oladipo, like, a couple guys, Beal. It's four guys that deserve their first time over Wade getting his 13th. I don't think he'll be there.
Guys for sure deserve it more. I just don't. Like, I've watched too many All-Star games to know deserve has nothing to do with it.
It's going to be Wade passing to Derrick Rose.
LeBron, Kyrie, Giannis. Those were stone cold locks. DeRozan, Embiid, Kristaps. I feel very comfortable with those being like close to locks.
I think Embiid's a lock.
You don't think DeRozan's a lock?
I mean, I put them both as locks. Like, okay. I put them in the lock. I don't think there's any question about it.
So you think the top five are all locks and then Kristaps, you're not sure?
I think I'm almost certain he will be, not starter for sure, but yeah, he'll be there,
right?
No doubt. Yeah.
Horford deserves it. Maybe not a lock.
I don't say he. That's the one where if Wade gets his spot, Horford's gonna like motherfucker.
Oh yeah, no, I'd be sick. Simmons.
I feel like he's damn near a lock. Like I can't think of a single reason why he wouldn't be an All-Star. He's one of the. Or he's been one of the 12 best players in his conference this year.
He has. My question would be, when was the last time a rookie made it? Because he is technically still a rookie.
I don't know when was the last time a rookie almost averaged a triple-double, though. You know how we do love triple-doubles. Like, I feel like Lonzo's going to get in.
Tyreek Evans.
Did he make it? He should have.
He was like the last rookie I can think of that almost averaged a triple-double. So I have 10 that I'm very confident in. Actually, I have 11 that I'm confident in because I'm riding Wade here. Wade's going to get in. Just accept it now.
Oh, God.
Wade's going to get in over Love, and that's wrong.
I hate that you're right because it's going to be like I can just see it now on TNT. We could not have the Cleveland Cavaliers here, Ernie, without two All-Stars, LeBron James, and, of course, Dwayne Wade. And Kevin Love just, like, breaks a pencil in
yeah.
that. I'm averaging 20 and 10. What do you want? And playing center. What do you want from me?
So I guess Drummond would be the 12th.
Let's see. Okay, so, last rookie that started or played in the All-Star game was a guy that also missed his first year, Blake Griffin.
Okay.
I feel like Simmons is on that level. I think he'll get in.
Absolutely. I think Philly fans are, I mean, they're not going to have any football to watch, so they're going to be glued to their phones just voting incessantly. Like, we need to get these guys in.
That and ordering mustard and voting for Ben Simmons.
So the 12th, I only have one spot left after LeBron, Kyrie, Giannis. I'm also going to die.
Easy.
LeBron, Kyrie, Giannis, DeRozan, Embiid, Kristaps, Horford, Simmons, Lowry, Oladipo, Wade. So that's no Kemba, no Schroeder.
No Brad Beal. No John. If John Wall's healthy, he'll be in. That's another one, like, I deserve it, maybe not. Like, but if he's healthy and Wade is healthy, I think Wall will get in.
So it's Love for this 12th spot. Love, Drummond, Wall, Beal, Kemba.
Jesus Christ.
Tatum.
Stop this.
Listen. Show me.
I won't. I will not. I'm saying words. I'm only.
No, it's starting. Like that's been the last like 2 days of Celtics Twitter discussion. Like Tatum's probably gonna be an All-Star. Like I mean, there's one spot left, and there's many other deserving people who have already gotten into the game.
That's again, and he's tremendous. He's not better than any of those people we named.
No, he's probably gonna win MVP like the rookie sophomore game is what he's gonna do.
Oh yeah, he'll go out there and score. Him and Juice are gonna. Just score 40 apiece.
Jalen might actually, he's going to be very mad in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Rex specs Jalen. He's going to be fucking dunking on everyone.
Regular.
He murdered. Did you see the dunk he had on Gasol the other night?
I did.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's, he jumps high. I'll say it.
Yeah, and his arm's quite long, many people are saying.
Stevens, man. You gotta give Stevens the nod there. Genetic superiority. You got to thank Brad Stevens.
Yeah, I think Gordon's still a decent pick too for this last spot.
Let's see. So who say the last spot?
It's Kemba.
Okay.
Drummond.
Okay.
Avery Bradley. it's Kemba Drummond.
You wish, buddy. I wish to.
Yes. I would just love for him to go out there and just because he would absolutely still like he just play his normal game.
Oh, yeah, he's just in Steph's pocket.
It would be like, yeah, it'd be the first All-Star game that was like 87-85.
Right. Klay Thompson can't get a breath of fresh air. Brad, that's awesome.
And then it would inspire Klay to, like, go lock up Kyrie. It would just be incredible.
Yeah, we get, like, a real game.
Kemba, Drummond, Gordon, Love. We didn't even say Isaiah. Isaiah's in this mix just because fan vote, anything could fucking happen. Iverson. And yeah, like Miles.
Grant Hill had some good years in Orlando, don't forget.
Like Miles Turner's not there yet. No. Middleton, you said he's not a draw at all.
No.
No one on Miami. Whiteside, I guess, maybe?
Nah. Not this year.
No, definitely not. But I mean, I'm just thinking of like possible guys who could be in this mix.
was looking like Drogic's been fine, but he's not making over any of those point guards.
Sure isn't. And Schroeder.
Schroeder. If he's healthy, I think it's going to be Wall. Like, I just think he'll just be in there.
So that would mean no Beal. But, I mean, we see this list. This is, again, I'm counting Wade as a lock. Like, if people...
No, that's...
people can and should argue that. Like, he should not be in this game, but he's going to be in this. I just want people...
I just can't wait till we see the graphic. Like, you know, the lowest points of the game by an all-star. Wade's like 9.6 on 42% shooting.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a thing that's going to happen in a month. Like, that's going to get announced. People are going to be furious, and then they're going to watch the game. And the day after the game, they're going to not care at all.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, I'm looking. Yeah, Wall's. It's kind of like once you get in, you're in. Wall's right. Been in. Yeah, once he got in 2014, he's in. So if it comes to it, I think Wall would get it. But, yeah, it's going to be Wall and Wade, and a furious Kevin Love and Tobias Harris are going to be pissed on the sideline.
Oh, Kevin Love is absolutely not going to the game.
Tobias Harris is like, I'm shooting 50, 40, 90, man. Like, what do you want? What do you want from me?
The West.
Bloodbath.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because the West, like, record-wise is worse than the East, at least those, like, last couple spots for the playoffs. But we have four Warriors.
I'm going to tell you I know who's getting the weight of the East spot, or the weight of the West. It's going to be Marc Gasol.
You think?
I do.
As much of a coach killer that guy is?
I do.
I mean, that's
when has that ever counted against anybody? I feel like he's another one, like he's just, he was in there last year. Wasn't in there 2016. I feel like that's when he was hurt. I feel like he'll be in there.
I mean, I've only gone to two teams. I already have six.
The Rockets and Warriors?
Sure, yep. So I got Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond, CP3, Harden. That's six locks.
That's half your team right there. Let's see, I'm looking now. I think Boogie and AD, I think that's like two more from one team.
Well, what about LaMarcus? I know we're not there yet, but LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, he'll be in there. He should be in there.
Okay, so that's LMA. You think Boogie and how many has Boogie made?
Let's see. I also feel like I keep hearing like if Kawhi's coming back, if he comes back like anytime this month and is healthy, he'll be in there.
I don't disagree.
Let's see. Boogie, yeah, 15, 16, 17. So this would be four for him.
Okay. So yeah, I wasn't sure if he'd only been in two because then I could see it being more dicey. But A, he's very deserving to be in there.
100%.
Probably more deserving than AD, which is crazy. Just because
AD is another one every year since 2014. Yeah, he's in right there.
So I'm already up to 10 locks.
He's off what, like four teams? Good grief.
I have Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond, locks. Like none of those guys are not going to make it, right?
Correct.
CP3, Harden, locks.
Correct.
LaMarcus Aldridge, lock.
Correct.
Boogie and AD, locks.
I feel like those are locks.
That's nine.
And that's how many? Good God.
That's nine. 10, Westbrook, lock.
Lock. I'm looking right now, but Blake, I don't think, like, Blake's not going to be there.
Blake's not going to be there.
I feel so that opens up that's Marc Gasol spot, man.
There's two spots left, and we've done one, two, three, four, five teams.
I feel like Lillard will probably get it.
Willie? He wasn't in last year.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I don't know. Does he have any more raps about not making it?
He needs more.
Wait, didn't, I thought the commish put him in last year.
I looked it up last night. He had.
Yeah.
He wasn't in.
He hadn't been in 2 years. Yikes.
Right. So.
I stand corrected.
Jimmy Butler.
I don't know. I don't think he's got that kind of recognition yet.
I don't know. He
not
might.
Saying that he shouldn't.
What are his numbers right now?
Let's see. Butler is 19 points a game.
Okay, that's too low.
Yeah, 19, 5, and 5 pretty much on 46, 36, 84. Like, I don't think he's name.
And those are great numbers. Like, that's a very good season. He's having a great year, but All-Star game, they might not care for that.
Yeah.
But the more I'm looking at the rest of the West, I don't know who's going to have like a great case over them.
I think I'd put George in there over him right now.
Okay, PG. I'm just writing down.
And if you're going for an all-star from that team, I mean, of course I would say Towns, but I acknowledge he stinks. It's true. Please don't yell at me.
A guy who's only bad at defense, you got to hold that against him when you're talking about the all-star game.
Right. He used to be a lock, like, for that reason.
Right. No one from Dallas. No Harrison Barnes, no Dennis Smith, no Dirk.
Ooh, wait, is this Dirk's last year? Did he say it's officially his last year?
No, he hasn't.
Because if he did, he's in.
He hasn't said that.
Okay. He's going to drop it like a couple weeks before. It'd be a real shame if I didn't make the All-Star game my last year. Real shame, Dallas, and Dirk just surges to the top.
Memphis, the 8-18 Memphis Grizzlies.
I feel like Gasol's in there, man. I hope I'm wrong.
What are even his numbers?
Gasol's at 19. He's shooting 42% from the field. Great. Not great for a center. Let's see. Yeah. 19-8, 4 assists, block and a half on 42-33-83 shooting. Again, I don't think he should be there. I just feel like he will.
Was he there last year? When was he hurt?
He was there. He was hurt last year, was there the year before.
Okay.
I feel like when he's healthy, he's there.
I don't disagree, also, but I feel like once you get that streak snapped, it's almost like as hard to get back in as a first-time guy.
Well, then you need to write in Carmelo Anthony in.
I don't think it's far-fetched to think that we're going to see three Thunder. Like, we're only going to have five teams represented on the West.
The only year he didn't make it was 2009, and was he hurt or something? How did Carmelo not make the All-Star game in 2009? He's made it every other year.
Yeah, I don't know. Preparing for the Olympics? Who knows?
The season that matters.
Like, I'm at 10. I haven't put Paul George in as a lock yet. I think I should, right?
I feel like he's going to be there. McCollum, not a lock, but I think he's like in the honorable mention. If Blake's healthy, he'll be there off name recognition. Kawhi will be there off name.
Yeah, that's the thing. Kawhi's the most interesting run right now. I don't think Blake has a chance, honestly.
I don't know. He's the guy used to dunk, man. I don't know.
Paul George is at 26-3?
Yeah, and I think he was leading the league in steals for a minute. I don't know if he still is, but
he's at 2.5 a game right now, which is a lot.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Quite a few steals. Yeah, he's still leading the league in steals. I feel like Paul George is in.
Then I think I don't know if they're going to put George in without putting Butler in too. I feel like a lot of people view those guys as the exact same. Whether or not that's true, I feel like a lot of people think that.
I don't hate it. I feel like Paul George is a bigger star than Jimmy Butler. Not necessarily a better player. I think he's a better player, but I could see either side. But I feel like when he got traded, it was like, yo, Paul George got traded. When Butler got traded, it was like, yeah, Butler's, yeah.
To be fair, Butler got traded the night of the draft, didn't he?
Was that the night? I was going to say it was
pretty sure it was
close. I was going to say night before, yeah, that sounds right.
I think it was night of, because I think we talked about it on the show.
I think you're right.
So, I mean, that night, there's already a lot going on.
True. That's a good point.
So, Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond.
Locks.
CP3 Harden.
Locks.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Lock.
I think that one's going to piss people off the most. Like,
it is? Yeah. But he, I mean, he's been great.
Yeah, and the Spurs, like, what are they, a 2 seed? Or 3 seed?
They're not a complete mess right now. I don't care what their record is. Like that alone, and he's been really good for them.
Yeah, two teams in the West have more wins than them. That's it.
They're, yeah, 3 seed, so
Boogie and AD.
Ben Forbes stuck in the back door there.
Boogie and AD.
Locks.
Russell Westbrook. Do you hate Russell Westbrook now?
I don't. It's just very funny online. It's like Julio. I like both those guys. It's just much funny.
You do not like Julio. That's a false.
That's simply not true. I've liked him since Bama. I'm just saying, Russell Westbrook is shooting 39% from the field, 31% from the three-point line, and 71% from the free throw. Lock. He'll be there, but should he?
Look, man, that guy's out there to rebound. He's not out there to shoot buckets.
I see. The numbers bear that out.
Paul George.
He's not a lock like KD, but I put him like a notch below. I'm almost certain Paul George will be there.
Okay. And then in the 12th, I just wrote Jimmy Butler.
So who are the options for that? Like Butler, Lillard, McCollum.
I have Towns, Booker.
Towns.
Lillard, George, McCollum, Kawhi, and I wrote blank just because you said it and we're pals.
I think it's going to be cool. If Kawhi is healthy, if he's played like three games up until then, and they're like, oh, will he be healthy for the All-Star game? He'll be there.
I don't disagree. I think Kawhi was a good pick, but I also think a guy you said earlier is also a very strong option, and that's Lonzo.
Oh, yeah, man. That'd be tremendous. Doris Burke just interviewing LeVar.
Well, he's going to be there on the weekend already, so I could see the NBA using it. Like, he's going to be in the rookie sophomore game. The all three balls might be in the rookie sophomore game. Who knows?
You got to watch to find out.
So I don't know. I think it's interesting. And again, fan vote, they can't do shit about fan vote. Although, don't they make it? Didn't they like third it last year? Like fan vote was only like 33%.
I think so. They split it. I don't know the percent. You know who we didn't even mention? Jokic.
No, I was intentionally not mentioning him. He's not. He's not going. Sorry, everyone.
You're not sorry at all.
I mean, we almost had everyone going from only five teams. One of which,
better that way.
One of those teams isn't even in the playoffs, and the other team's the seven seed.
Counterpoint, Jokic is shooting like 50, 40, 90 and averaging a double-double.
That's great. Does anyone like
actually... For a playoff team.
Does anyone actually care?
Oh, buddy.
I mean, the people like voting for this game, do those people legitimately care? I don't know if they do.
I guess we'll see.
Because he is the best player on Denver. He's also injured.
Just because the Jazz have been better, I feel like Gobert has been hurt. So he won't get. I think Donovan Mitchell came on too late, but they're a playoff team. I was gonna say I could see them slipping somebody. Joe Ingles. Joe Ingles getting that last spot.
You said Jokic. Why not Millsap?
He's been hurt too.
Yeah. Yes.
Put them both in there. Nikola Millsap. They could just play on each other's shoulders.
And neither of the... We have no Portland guys. We have one Timberwolf. And it's not the Timberwolf averaging the most double-doubles in the league. If only it were triple-doubles, then we'd have a conversation.
You guys got to start blocking shots, stealing, assisting, something.
He had three steals last night. I don't know what that would... Like a bum.
It ain't 10.
10 steals would be preposterous.
I think, yeah, I hate that Booker got hurt when he did. Like, he felt like he was really heating up. And if he was like going to the All-Star game averaging like 26, 27 on decent shooting, I think it'd be hard to keep him out.
I agree. I think that stinks out loud.
Oh, I can't wait for Melo to make it in.
That's what I mean. Like,
I cannot wait.
I legitimately think, let's see, we got four Warriors. We got only two. Are there no one else in Houston, right? Like Eric Gordon's not going to sneak in?
Nah, I don't think so.
So we got two Houstonians. We got two Pelicans. And I would not be shocked if we saw three Thunder sneak in there. I wouldn't be shocked in this. Like Wade versus Melo on like the final possession. Like that wouldn't shock me at all.
Oh, Doc Rivers coaching. I feel like all the people that are like smashing the Russ button are also going to smash the Paul George and also going to smash the Carmelo button.
Yeah, probably.
It's going to be he and Gasol going 2-on-2 against Wade and LeBron for the home court advantage. Isn't that how the NBA World Series works?
Yes.
It should be.
The West would have had four games for like the past 15 years.
Jordan would be a fucking dun, man. There'd be no hope.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's not. So in the West, we have zero first-time guys making it in.
Regular.
Just a big old zero. And in the East.
Karl-Anthony Towns just retires with like 25,000 points, 15,000 boards, and no All-Star games.
Mike Conley Towns Jr.
Boogie's like, man, look, I had to average, like, I had to do everything just to get in. I was like 25 the first time I got my first sniff of the All-Star game.
It's disgusting. Derrick Rose got like a $400 million contract because he won that MVP. Carl Anthony Towns is going to be making like minimum wage with his next contract.
Complaining kids, man.
In the East, we have 1-2. Horford made an All-Star game before? He had to have.
Yeah, I'm almost certain. Because I feel like he and Noah out there was like the thing.
Yeah. So 1-2.
He's made four of those things.
Oh, wow.
He's also made the last two, so I feel like Horford is, he'll be in there.
What a guy.
He's very swell. Very swell fella.
In the East, we have 1, 2, 3 first-time guys, so we got three, and with a possible 4. Derek. If, like, Schroeder can sneak in there, or Gordon, or Beal.
Too late for Fultz? What if Fultz comes back and gets hot?
It's too late for Fultz. JJ? JJ Redick?
The NBA's points a game has him listed as a small forward. Maybe that's a way to try to garner him a few more votes. There are no good small forwards in the Eastern Conference. Haven't been in many years.
Not since like 2002. So yeah, that's the All-Star game. I mean, it's the thing people get mad about every year. You just got mad about it.
I'm looking right now. When Blake and Gasol make it over Towns and, I don't know, anybody else, I'm going to be even more mad.
Like LaMarcus?
I wouldn't be mad at that.
I think
not a fan of his style of play, but I couldn't say with a straight face that he doesn't deserve it this year.
You know, I think that's the person I'm going to, like, very much ride for on the internet when people are like, oh, why is he going to be there? Because he fucking deserves it.
Yeah, no, he's been tremendous.
He signed that extension earlier this year, and people were like, oh, the Spurs are idiots. First of all, never question what the Spurs do. Secondly, like, he's played tremendously this year. They just beat the Celtics the other night, which was no easy task. And they've played, 25 games without Kawhi? Or 28 games without Kawhi? Like, that's
something. Yeah. I was going to say, if you're going to question it was a lot of loot. If you're going to question that, I would question bringing back Gasol and letting Jonathan Simmons go.
Or close personal friend Dwayne Dedman.
It's true. Well, I think he just wanted to. Yeah, I don't understand why they needed Paul Gasol.
I think it's just one of those. I mean, Manu's still out there. I think it's just one of those guys. Like, Pop doesn't ever have to think about him. He just knows what he's going to get out of him. He's like, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Manu's still hitting game winners. I got no beef with that.
Trust me, I saw.
I don't know if you remember that game.
Infuriating. We just didn't box out. Like, that was, they got the offensive rebound. Kyrie forced up a three, the last possession we had before that. He forced up a three.
Like the last seven possessions. It was like he was on fire, and he was like, I'll prove it.
He was cooking, and that's all well and good, but this was a shot he didn't take in rhythm. He looked up at the clock.
At all.
No, he looked up at the clock, and he was like, oh, if I take this now, we'll get the ball back with about a full 24 if they take a full 24. Or, like, we'll get an extra possession at the end with, like, 2 seconds, which is all well and good. I understand the thought process behind it.
In theory.
He also could have waited, like, 5 seconds and done that, and it still would have held true. So, naturally, he missed. And then they went down. They I can't remember what terrible fucking shot they put up, but it missed. And the ball just, like, dribbled directly to Manu, and I was like, oh, that's always good. That's a thing. That's a thing that always works out well for the team that didn't box out.
Yeah, he's like, if you guys insist.
And then it was just a slow death. A very slow death.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. It's tough when it's like your fifth loss of the year and you're like agonizing over it.
Yeah, cry me a river.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand. But it was, I don't know, every win we've had this year has pretty much been like how that game went. So it was weird to lose that one for once.
It's not so fun when the rabbit has the gun, eh?
God damn it. I can't remember the last time we swept the Spurs for a year. Like, that's never, I don't think that's ever happened.
Have the Spurs ever been swept for a year? That feels like one of those crazy stats. The Spurs haven't lost a season series since 1991.
Well, before we got Kevin Garnett in 07, I don't think the Celtics had ever won a road game in San Antonio. Like, because I'm pretty sure, no, it wasn't ever, but it was like from 1992. To 2007, the Celtics did not win a single road game in San Antonio, like legitimately.
That's San Antonio nightlife, man.
And then after KG and Pierce left, we didn't win again until I don't know. I think we just lost there, so we haven't won there since.
Bring back KG and Pierce.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fucking preposterous. I don't know what kind of racket they got going on down there.
Hey, I mean, they turn up the heat on LeBron. I feel like they might have like some tricks up their sleeve.
I mean, Pop definitely uses some of those old Red Auerbach cheating tactics that I respect.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, anyone who doesn't respect that is a big dumb idiot.
He put some of the best snow that San Antonio had to offer behind the bench, and Kyrie was just losing his mind.
That's why he jacked up that shot at the end. He was trying to show out.
Look at this, Bridget.
That was the whitest name you could think of.
Yeah, I don't know. Maureen? I don't know.
I haven't heard someone named Maureen in fucking 15 years, and I'm happy. By now, everyone knows that Dollar Shave Club, that wasn't edited, by the way. I just took a deep breath, paused, and then just went right into an ad. That's how. That's the new way to segue in 2018. That's breaking that off for people.
Take it for a ride.
Oh, yeah. Dollar Shave Club ships amazing razors for a few bucks. I've been a member for a while, and I love my shave.
Mm-hmm.
What you might not know, it says I didn't. I did. I did know that.
I didn't. I'll read that part. I didn't.
Is that Dollar Shave Club also has products for pretty much everything else I need in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You did know this, you lying sack of shit.
I read what's on the ad, baby.
Body wash, shampoo, hair gel, lip balm, everything. As soon as I heard Dollar Shave Club had stuff other than razors, I was sold. I was sold, I was sold when they only had razors. Now that they got more stuff, I'm doubly sold.
I'll say we're hipsters. DSC hipsters.
At the store, there are too many options, and you can't tell the difference between any of them. Then, it's an N. Mm. If you have any questions, the clerk usually doesn't know the difference or can't really help you since they are not experts on the product. Now you don't have to step foot in a store. I mean, that's all they really need to say. You don't have to step foot in a store.
They could have led with that, and I'm like, I'm listening. You got my attention.
You know what I looked for 2 weeks? That I could not find anywhere is those like green hooks that they sell for Christmas ornaments that come without hooks.
Mm.
That took me 2 weeks and a star. I didn't have a star down here for my tree. So I had to find one of those. That took 2 weeks. And I had to find those hooks, which also took 2 weeks.
I was like, Christmas is going to be over by then.
That's what I'm saying. Like, luckily I got the tree like December fucking 1st. It was
a real tree.
Oh yeah. Are you a fake tree guy?
I don't have a tree. Come on now.
What do you mean?
Since I've been on my own, I've never had a Christmas tree.
But not even like a Charlie Brown one? They sell those.
They do. I will not buy them. Not interested.
Do you just have like a pile of trash, much like the Grinch himself?
Well, yes, but that's not for Christmas. That's just that's for my wallowing.
Just put some tinsel around it for the month?
No. They're... If you just took a snapshot of it, there's no way you'd know it's Christmas here.
That's upsetting.
It is what it is, man. I don't.
I know you don't like Christmas, but I thought you at least like faked it a little.
No, I'm too old to fake this now.
It's like when you see Christmas trees, do you just like start throwing up everywhere?
Yeah, I'm just like that bullshit. I tag them. I just spray paint them off.
That's so yeah. You don't relate to my ornament struggle at all.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can sympathize. I can't empathize.
Like, I moved down here. I didn't have any, like, I had to get new ornaments. All my other ornaments, like, are in my childhood home. I had ornamentless. You can't have an ornamentless tree. Where do you store your candy canes?
My what now?
Your candy canes.
I don't do Christmas stuff yet.
Clearly. This is...
Christmas crunch, and I just finished that box. So, Christmas is over in the Withers household.
Yeah,
I've never had a real tree. Like, even growing up, we had fake. I've never had a real tree in my life.
So, but you had a fake tree, at least.
Yeah, growing up, we had a fake tree.
Okay. I feel like as long as you have a tree of some sort. I mean, if you had never had a tree, that would have explained a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, we had up until, yeah, whenever I moved out on my own, and my mom was like, do you want this old tree? I was like, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want your trash, lady.
Yeah, no, keep it.
That's yeah, man. Wow.
Yeah, no stockings here.
Ah, love stockings. It's my favorite thing to rifle through on Christmas morning is the stockings.
I can't relate. I watched The Grinch and I'm like, this is a documentary.
I got a blog coming out on Christmas break. A little teaser for the people.
Uh-oh.
Roan, I gave the idea to Roan last year because he's a rapist. He's a rapper.
Sure.
And also a battle rapper, so it kind of fit him perfectly. But he left too much meat on the bone, you see. So I need to go double in on it. It's how You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch is actually the greatest dismantling of another human being. I think it's the greatest diss of all time.
It's up there. Like that. Somebody fucking fried, I don't know, like Frank Sinatra, somebody fucking fried the Grinch.
I think it's the guy who plays Darth Vader. What's his name? James Earl Jones. Yeah.
Nice. The legend. The legend grows. I didn't know that.
The bell. No, it isn't, but it just sounds like his voice. It's, sure. It's the
late great Earl Hyman. It's just anybody with the great voice ever.
It's the old Bell Atlantic guy.
It's the homeless guy with the golden pipe.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that guy. He just gets fucking fried. I don't want to step on the blog too much. We'll probably talk about it on here.
Yeah. That's what we call a tease.
But, I mean, you, especially, like, listening to it's one thing, because there's the visuals that distract you, and there's a lot going on. There's tree thieving and ornament taking, and he jukes the hoo-ham. But you read those just lines on the paper, you're like, dear, what did he do to you?
Somebody had it out for the Grinch.
It's like, man, I'm glad I'm on his side now. He did not deserve this.
Grinch hates people, one not little Christmas. Note, I was like,
man. One little note about you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Thurl Ravenscroft.
Oh.
What a name.
So we're getting that in a jersey for sure.
You fuck with Thurl. You fuck with the last man you've ever spoken to.
And if you look up the picture they have for him, he has the greasy, like greasy in a good way, but it's like he's a debonair man. He fucks.
You got to be with a voice like, oh, yeah, this man is nothing but evil.
I typed in Thurl. Ravenscroft came right up.
Of course it did.
Not a lot of like Thurls.
Clark Gable's devious cousin.
This guy owns the Falcons.
That's Arthur Blank.
Oh, man.
He also did the Tony the Tiger. They're great. That's his voice.
Oh, this guy's a legend.
What a star.
I'm seeing there's a video. I went to Google Images, and they got a 30-minute video of Thurl, a documentary. So that's getting watched.
I know what I'm watching while I eat my dinner tonight.
Oh, he's got a painting made of him with Tony behind him and a full moon. Like, that's a flex.
Dr. Seuss wrote the song. I didn't even know that. But imagine, like, Dr. Seuss as happy as his art was, and he was like, nah, man, I can put a dark twist on this shit. Let me work. Get out of the booth. Just let me work.
Let me get my bag. my who bag.
He's called in Metro Boomin, and they just made magic.
Metro's like, I've done numerous sessions with 21 Savage and the like, and no one I've ever been more afraid of than the Seuss man.
Then he and Thurl, man, you talk about a dastardly duo. So dastardly.
There's a picture of him in black and white talking to the microphone, pointing at the camera, which probably took 45 minutes to take. You know he's just frying the fuck out of the Grinch.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, this guy. I'm going to see this face in my sleep for certain.
I can't have a dynamite drop in by Devlin. We needed to know Thurl Raven.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Ravenscroft. Not even like scoff or soft. Like Ravenscroft. Like, oh, man.
This is absolutely the face you see whenever you die. Like, he directs you wherever you go.
He looks like the guy on the Simpsons that had a stroke. The guy, hello.
Yes.
That's all. That's Thurl Ravenscroft.
You just wake up dead. You're a dead one, Mr. Mick. You're going to hell.
All right, it's not the WB Frog. Let's calm down.
He could be. You don't know what this guy's got on his
Ravenscroft resume. Might have been that, too, at which point he'd become problematic, and we don't need that for Thurl.
Yeah, no. He was the voice of Snoopy, apparently. he played Thing 1 and also Thing 2.
Wow.
So put a lot of range.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, a lot of range. Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can't wait to read every single thing serious about Thurl Ravenscroft.
I mean, that documentary just became a must-watch for me.
100%.
27 and a half minutes? I mean, that's in and out.
He's passed on. I need to go visit his grave, pay my respect.
Where is he from? Where did he pass?
He's from Nebraska, passed in California.
He made it big time.
Oh, yeah.
What a dickhead. Thurl? I'd be so mad at my parents.
I kind of like it.
It fits with the Ravenscroft, and it only works in hindsight. You know what I mean? When he was six.
Oh, yeah. When he was a kid, they were fucking bullying him like Keaton.
No, Keaton deserves it. Fuck Keaton.
Yo, that piece of shit. Fuck Keaton and his family. They put ham down my shirt. Good.
I saw that video all day yesterday. I refused to click it, and now I just knew.
Oh, no. I saw it early, and I was like, something doesn't smell. Like, that's your first thought as a parent. Let me put my crying child on the internet. And then they got the bag and a half out of it.
Yeah, no, everyone was fucking bullied. Grow up. Randolph. Zach Randolph said, my hood, bullies get bullets. Like, that's a be lucky, Keaton.
Wait, you say bullies get bullets or bullied?
Yeah, no, I thought it was bullied at first, too. And then other people started breaking it down more slowly. And bullies get bullets, according to Zach Randolph.
I was like, yeah, he's from Gary, Indiana, so that makes more
correct.
Sense.
Correct. It makes a lot more sense.
The thing I was thinking, I was like, even back then, like seeing kids that got bullied, if they were pouring like milk on a kid's head and putting ham down his shirt, like the kids that got really bullied like that, you did something to deserve it, right? Like nobody just, that I saw, at least. It wasn't just like, hey, that kid's different. Let's put some ham down his shirt. Like, no.
Putting ham down someone's shirt is so funny. Like, none of that's mean. That's so funny.
I know Thurl got a whole heap of ham. Well, maybe not. It was like, he grew up in the 30s. Ham probably wasn't a...
$75 a hog.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know ham was getting stuffed down his shirt. That's so funny.
Yeah, they put milk over his head like a real dunce.
Yeah, dunce caps used to be standard. Like, that used to just be run-of-the-mill punishment.
It would just be in the corner waiting for you when you went to sit in the corner. Sit or stand in the corner.
Just taunting.
So, yeah, like, put your nose in the corner. I'm like, come on, man. You know how many people's noses have been here? Now! Oh, got my evening homework.
Ham?
Okay, I got my evening dinner and homework.
Yeah, that, I mean, like, how bad is it? I never want to go viral ever again. Not that, like, I've done anything in the past that would get dug up, but, like, I know people would be looking, and, like, I feel like if they don't find anything immediately, that's when they, like, really start digging deep, and, like, who knows what, like, 12-year-old Mick has out there, like, on the internet.
That's why you got to, put some shallow treasure out there. Put something they'll find first, so they hit it quick and stop digging for the real bad stuff. Like, hey guys, I went to jail. I didn't pay a parking ticket. You got me. You got me. All right.
I was just gonna say, like since I go by Coley Mick and I am predominantly Irish, just start like lobbing like racial slurs against the Italians. So people find that, they're something. Like, oh, this is problematic, and then I come back with, I'm also Italian, and then they back off. They're like, whoa, we didn't mean anything by it.
There you go, but we didn't find the Nazi regalia in your childhood home.
Yeah, that I'm just holding it behind my back, like.
Nothing to see here.
But yeah, don't go viral. It's
a bad idea.
The GoFundMe's not worth, I mean, it's probably worth it.
I was going to say, yeah, 60 racks, man, what?
That kid lives in, like, Tennessee or some shit. He'll be fine. He'll, like, he's got a...
So, you know what 60 racks is in Tennessee?
It's like 70 billion racks. You know how much Dollar Shave Club you could buy with that? Just like the razors, everything is super high quality and left me looking and feeling amazing, from premium ingredients to sophisticated scents. I like that sentence. It's a nice sentence. DSC is changing the game. If you're like me and sick of the nonsense, the shenanigans, the malarkey at your local store, now is the time. Now's the time to try out Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, DSC is basically giving away their shit shower and shave starter set to new members. For only 5 simoleons, This starter set features their executive razor and three trial size versions of their most popular products that help you stay fresh and clean. In your first box, you'll receive the shave butter body wash and one wipe Charlie's butt wipes.
Get that milk and ham out of your privacy. When Keith's mom has to shave the ham off his back, shower the milk from his dirty hair.
I just pictured someone eating only milk and ham because I read the butt wipes and like they were just shitting out white like ham chunks.
Hey man, Tennessee a wild place.
Oh, you my favorite dinner, milk boiled ham. I like both of those things, and that's making me sick.
You're gonna eat that tonight. You don't have to put on fronts here.
Much like every night, yes.
Yeah. See the ham off the bone like Fred Flintstone, just wash it with a bottle of glass milk.
I hadn't heard of bones on ham until like way too recently, so that weirds me out. I'm not a boned ham guy.
Cartoons didn't put you on it, man. I feel like there was only a boned ham.
I don't think I was smart enough to realize it was ham. Like, I just thought it was like steak on a bone or some shit.
I got you. You were still heavy in the Nazi game back then.
Yes. Back then.
I could be new. The hell was that? Who said that?
Classic Devlin chiming in.
Andrew, you sly dog.
You know that guy likes to wear costumes. You know where that came from? The Third Reich. In your first box, you'll receive the executive razor, which includes their premium weighty handle and a full cassette of cartridges. After the first box, replacement cartridges are sent for only a few bucks a month. This offer is exclusively available at dollarshaveclub.com/tape. That's dollarshaveclub.com/TAPE. And if you want a great gift, give them Dollar Shave Club.
Okay.
Feels like if you want to give a great gift, you'd give that. Otherwise, you give yourself.
Maybe that's what they're going for.
Yeah. They've got super simple gift memberships and e-gift cards. E-gift cards. There shouldn't have been as long of a pause there. Dollar Shave Club's high-quality products will have you covered from face cheeks to butt cheeks. There is no better time to try the club. Mm-hmm. I think last night's episode was... Simpsons episode was a Sideshow Bob one, from what I gathered from Twitter, and I'm going to need to watch that immediately.
Like a new one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm always here for the Terwilliger family.
What a preposterous name. Absolutely preposterous. Yeah, I saw one of the writers... it was while that horrendous Ravens-Steelers game was wrapping up.
Hey, man, that was good old-fashioned football.
Good old-fashioned 66 pass attempts.
Just like they used to play it, man. Hard-hitting, running on the ground stuff.
And I saw one of, like, the writers on the show now get retweeted and be like, West Coast, like, it's 30 minutes, like, about to come up. But it had already, like, the tweet had happened, like, 45 minutes ago, and he was, like, letting people know. So yeah. It was a weird time for it to get retweeted, but it happened. Listen, it gained one extra viewer, because I'm going to now tune into it today when I find it on demand. Because
I may need to check it out. Give me the word on it.
The way he made it seem out to be, it seemed like it could have been the last Bob ever, which is, I have nothing, I can't base that off anything, but just the way it was all... packaged together made it seem very ominous.
I don't know, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just leave a little something there. Once I watch that, Bob's gone. He's gone for good, so maybe I'll just leave it out there.
I mean, you talk about one of the great... I can't say rivalry because he never won. That's like one of the great hammer versus nails of all time.
He won. There was the... in one of the... Treehouse of Horrors that I hadn't seen, where he finally did, he kept killing Bart.
Oh, that's right.
It could bring him back and kept killing him again.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
No, it shouldn't.
The Treehouse of Horrors are not canon. They are unto them own, their own selves.
Fair is fair.
But yeah, that, I mean, Bob, he was in there early, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't even think of a different show, and we're going to get to a different show, but I can't even think of a different show that had such a prominent character that they had to go outside of the show to get the voice.
That's another great voice there, Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the offspring of the Raven's Cross.
The fuck was I just going to say? Oh, yeah, my... dying again. I've been forced to watch a lot of Criminal Minds recently.
Sure.
And, like, the first season and a half of Criminal Minds, like, the main dude is just this bald guy. I can't remember, like, I don't know his actual real life name or his character name. And
is it Michael Chiklis?
It is not. It is not the Shield's Michael Chiklis.
Well, then I'm out.
Yeah, and I think the show's better with him. Like, I like him as, like, the main profiler. I think he's does a tremendous job. And then I must have missed an episode, or I just wasn't paying attention. He just, like, vanishes off the face of the earth. And you know who they get to replace him?
Tell me.
Fat Tony.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
I watched maybe a season and a half before. I heard every episode. I'm like, where do I know this fucking guy from? Like this,
like Joe Cartagena or something.
Montaigne, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy sounds awfully familiar. Like, but I've never like seen anything that had like Joe Montaigne's face in it. I've just always known his name because it's pretty much exactly like Joe Montana's.
Sure.
And so I was like, this is driving me up a wall. And then I was like, wait a minute. Wait a tick.
And, hold the phone.
Because, like, again, like, we're talking about Sideshow Bob, him being a character with a voice that does no other voices on the show. And I just thought Fat Tony was in-house because he's in too many episodes to be out of house.
Oh, no. Yeah, I knew they imported Joseph in there for that.
And, I mean, it was the right call. He is Fat Tony.
Correct.
So see,
yeah, he's only Fat Tony,
seeing
now
him,
forevermore.
Seeing him on the other side of the badge, very unsettling.
I'm glad I didn't see it.
Yeah, no, don't. It's on Netflix. Don't watch it if you never. It's kind of, I don't know. It fucks with my brain. He's out there, like, trying to solve cases, and I'm like, dude, this is not. You should be doing the cases.
Bart, is it wrong to steal a loaf of bread to feed your starving family? Say you have a large family. Is it wrong to steal a truckload of bread? And if your family doesn't like bread, they like cigarettes.
Malk? It's just a bunch of rats getting... I do like Mobster Bart. I feel like they could have went back to that well a few more times.
No, it's still time. Simpsons still going, as it appears.
That's true. Although if they're killing off like Bob and stuff, which again is just hearsay, I can't confirm nor deny that's what happened.
Not that rumor start.
I'm fine with that.
True.
A rumor started that Chris Epps Porzingis was better than Carl Anthony Towns. How's that working out for him?
It was unfounded.
He put up like 30, I think, last night, and it was on, I don't know, like 30 fucking percent shooting. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't good. And like the same day, Towns had like 20-9 in the first half on like 65% shooting. And I was,
how many did you give up? 21 and whatever 9 + 1 is.
And it's I just realized, like, yeah, a lot of people have told me I should be like nervous. And when Porzingis makes this All Star game over Towns, that's going to be a fun day for not me. But I mean, Towns is just going to keep. He's had my back all this time. There's no reason for me to think he's not going to continue to have my back.
No, if he stays as good as he is right now, doesn't improve at anything at all, still getting that green jacket. He'll still be Hall of Famer.
Absolute. In the G League. I assume that's what the G stands for. G stands for green jacket in the G League. They make you play.
His jersey will go up in the Des Moines rafters.
He'll be a mad ant before we know it.
A Fort Wayne lid.
But also, we get it. Holiday shopping can be tough. But thanks to Movement, that's MVMT watches, folks. You're very familiar with them. Because if you're listening to this, I assume you live in one of the 160-plus countries that they service and sell to every single day.
Somebody in Uruguay is like, damn, we're supposed to get them next month.
The holiday shopping can be tough. You try to be sentimental and nice, and you end up getting your heart smashed into a billion pieces like the Grinch.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. All right, carry on.
No, heavens no. That would be mean. But thanks to movement, all that gift-giving anxiety can disappear with the press of a button. It's one of those end-of-the-world buttons you see in cartoons, and everyone just vanishes.
That's on my Christmas list. Give me that.
Doomsday button?
Yeah, I want the rose gold, and I want a doomsday button.
You need to flex when you're pushing it.
Correct. That's where the rose gold comes in.
What did you want for Christmas this year?
I don't even know. I stopped wanting things a long time ago, man. What about you?
Very cheery episode. Tyler's just staring off into the horizon.
I'm just staring at snow.
It's that episode of The Simpsons where, for some reason, the Springfield Penitentiary is in the Simpsons' backyard and Marge keeps looking up at it.
I'm just staring at, like, the Rosebud episode. It's just all just snow and gloom.
Oh, yeah, you guys got pelted with snow.
Feet of it.
That was so good. Dry as a bone up here. You're just like, oh, I'll never leave this house again. You should love snow.
I was gonna say that. I mean, what you say it like that changes my daily trajectory anyway.
Oh man, I asked my girl for a Nintendo Switch, and I know she already got it because she's terrible at keeping secrets or surprises.
That feels pretty. Like we're old enough now. But like, can I just have it now? Like, what's it gonna do for me on two Thursdays from now, or whatever? Let me just get it now.
I thought about it. I definitely thought about it, but I don't know. I like opening the package, pretending to be surprised. Sure. I'm still. I heard back from the dog people, but that process is taking forever. I'm getting super nervous about that.
What did they say? It's like we've got to run your paperwork.
I had to fill out hundreds of pages of paperwork, and then they responded to me like the next day, and they had more questions there. I answered those questions. It was all good, and then she was like, "Great, someone else will contact you, but that's going to take a while because of the time of the year it is." I was like, "Well, why can't you just fucking do it?"
You're gonna have this dog by the Ides of March, buddy. Don't you worry.
I'm fine with that, but. I'm just going to get, like, a bunch of dog-related things, like a dog bed and, like, bowls and stuff, and just wrap those up. And then she's going to be like, oh, is the dog here? I'm going to be like, no. No, it isn't.
Not till May. Yeah. But
it's coming.
Until then, I figure we can get used to having his things around.
Dog hasn't even been born yet. So, yeah, she's getting that. I got her, like, a nice, like, high-tech, like, suitcase because she needed a new one of those.
Sure.
That like little monogram on it just to go the extra distance.
Well, yeah, I mean, no telling whose it could be. Now she'll never forget.
Nice fucking it, like the suitcase itself was expensive, and then to put three letters on it cost like $50. I was like, that's outrageous.
Of course, like I'll just write them on there. Like,
yeah.
Did you carve these in there with a knife? No. Why would you ask that?
I'm holding the knife still.
Your thumb's bleeding. I don't know what you're talking about, boo.
So, yeah. And then my mother, she asked, I'm like, buy me the train ticket so I can come back up to Boston. Like, that's it.
That seems like a pretty fair. She's like, well, socks. You don't need any socks.
We'll meet in Connecticut. How about that?
Yeah, like, what do you say? A tie? You wear ties, don't you?
I saw a tweet yesterday, and it was just like, it was something to the effects of, like, Donkey Kong. They really must think that, what was it? Fuck. Really, but I love when you tell someone else's joke and you just ruin it. It's like Donkey Kong must think he's really pulling one over on us if he thinks that tie is getting him any respect.
He's just butt naked with it.
And
he's got the collar, too.
He does got the
A dicky collar and a red tie.
And a red and yellow striped tie, walks down the street, morning officer. Sir, we continue to tell you need pants.
What are you talking about? And he just throws a barrel at him and just runs.
Throws a barrel, steals a white woman, just runs.
He's just clutching her in his palm. He just walks into the office, Earl? Earl, we had this talk before. Oh, come on. The tie doesn't cover. It doesn't cover a thing. It doesn't cover a thing.
Your nipples are even out.
Your penis is exposed, brother.
And you don't wipe. Your asshole's a mess.
We're going to have to let you go, Don. I've been here for 12 years.
I think I remember this correctly. His name wasn't supposed to be Donkey Kong. That was just like the literal English to like Chinese or Japanese translation. Like that, and like it was 1970 or whatever it was. So like they didn't think to like call up, be like, "Hey, you really sure this guy's name is Donkey Kong? He's an
call
ape."
Up. You think they had phones back then? Get out of here.
You think this primate has anything to do with donkeys? Like his name was just supposed to be King Kong. That's all it was supposed to be. Nope.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's fine. What's his son's name? Diddy Kong.
Who was their wife? Was it Peach? Is Peach Peach the mother?
Sharon.
I don't know a Jesus. Mrs. Kong.
Yeah, I don't... Ooh, seems like a lane for a feminist video game. Mrs. Kong.
And what if she prefers Miss?
Ooh.
What if she kept her regular last name? She didn't take it. It's a hyphenated.
Mrs. Stewart Kong. Eleanor Stewart Kong, the video game. I didn't go to school for 12 years to be Dr. Kong.
I remember, like, the Donkey Kong 64, like, you met, like, his, like, cousin who was, like, a mechanic. His like grandfather, sure. But there was no Mama Kong.
No, no Miss or Mr. Kong. Again, we don't judge.
Ooh, adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
As good a route as any. So
or
I don't
surrogate.
Yeah, don't let me tell DK's story for him.
Donkey Kong being great would be gay would be electric.
That would be terrific.
That, I mean, that's the 2018 man. The Kong.
The barrels are full of potpourri.
Yeah, Mario is just actually like a racist dick or a homophobic dick, and he's just trying to keep him away.
He's like, I'm just trying to get home. I'm trying to save my husband and or wife.
Yeah, no, Kong's actually a progressive figure. He's like the Babadook. Kong,
he's a legend.
Donkey Kong. You have heard me talk about movement.
They're going to be like, guys, can you, for the next ad, can you not put a gender or sexuality on a fictional monkey, please? Thank you.
Named
like,
after.
No promises. No promises, Fowler.
Yeah. Donkey Kong is gay now. Oh, Yoshi's pretty comfortable with a guy riding him. You've heard me talk about movement, and I'm sure you got yourself a watch. Now, I think it came out recently, Yoshi was like actually Mario's like slave. Like, that relationship's not as fun as it used to be.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that got really hard.
Well, that makes sense. Anytime he jumped off, Yoshi was running for the fucking hills. He commits suicide. He run into a ditch over, like, let Mario get it back. So this adding up.
Yeah, she's like, thank Christ. Get him away
from me. I'm out of here. Y'all got me eating eggs. I'm not hungry. I'm shitting fire for this guy. Treats me like shit.
This is a very unconsensual relationship. This Mario guy, this Mario character, not the hero he was once. Well, he should stick to toilets.
I was going to try to track down some of that Mario cereal. Now I'm not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not supporting that homophobic slave owner.
I'd eat some gay Donkey Kong cereal.
Some Kong Crunch?
Mm-hmm. Just pink bananas.
That sounds like a delicious ecstasy tab. You
Let's build.
The Ecstasy Producers of America, hit us up. The holiday shopping season is here. As ad's going poorly. With movement, you can skip the crowds and standing in crazy lines.
It's a shame if we didn't get any more ads ever again.
Well, we're certainly trending that way. With movement, you can skip the crowds and standing in crazy lines and find a gift they'll love at prices that beat department stores. Yeah, I mean, Tyler brought up the rose gold earlier. I got mine, which will be on to, like, I'm not an everyday watch guy. Everyone knows that by now. But holiday season, when you get a little dressed up and you're going out on the town, seeing families and stuff like that, you better believe that rose gold would be in heavy rotation.
Oh, yeah. Like, good to tuck it under the sleeve. Or just even tuck the sleeve under the watch. Just like, oh, this old thing? Oh, wow. Yeah. Just randomly say, hey, yeah, it is 12:15 p.m. Thanks for asking.
I bought a chain to wear the watch around it.
Ooh. Now you're talking.
We do. I mean, when we first got this endorsement ad deal, whatever the proper word is, I do remember
friendship.
Being, yeah, partnership. Yeah, that's what it is. It used to be. None. Once I hear this, I do remember being like, we need to get pocket watches back. And I still have heard nothing from our pals at Movement. And I, again, what we do here, we're visionaries. We see the future well and good. I don't know why they're dragging their heels on this.
I'm just saying, like a nice, man, you pull out a rose gold pocket watch with a rose gold chain.
Forget it.
Out of your vest pocket? Like, not like not your pants pocket. You got to pull out of the...
Correct.
Yeah, your suit pocket.
Yeah, like you're reaching for a gun, but instead you pull out a rose gold pocket watch. And then you click...
I'd be shot dead, but you'd be stylish.
Yeah, no, this is for whites only.
Correct.
That's probably why they haven't done it.
They're good guys.
Yeah, they got everyone's best intentions in mind. But you pull it out and then you click the top so it pops, it swings open.
Mm-hmm. I feel like after that, nobody even cares what time it is. You can say any time. It's 13:68 and people are like, okay, thanks.
Well, not even that. They're just so like, they're trying to like pick their jaw up off the floor. They're like, did this guy just really stun on me that hard? He pulled out a pocket watch.
Oh, yeah. When you push the button, it closes too, and you just like, you look away as you tuck it back in your jacket, and it just falls right into place. That's a classy look.
Yeah, I need me one. Need me one real bad.
Yeah. Movement, let's build.
Get me one of those and like a cane that also you can pull out, and it's a dagger.
Oh, yeah. Either that or it's got to shoot like a .22 bullet at the end. Either one's acceptable.
It's like a dart blower.
Yeah. Like the one I imagine Bill Russell keeps with him.
Bill Russell, shit, the one Thug keeps on him.
Yeah, like I said, Bill Russell.
The company was started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them, so they started their own company. How is this? Like, I'm not supposed to read that. It's exactly like us starting a podcast. We wanted to listen to good takes about basketball, and all we can find is your fucking terrible takes. I'm talking to you, rest of the internet.
Take that. Now we got rose gold watches.
Yeah, and a plethora of them.
Soon to be pocket watches.
I can't even walk around my apartment. I'm just kicking watches all over the place. I'm flooded with watches.
It's an overload of watches.
Movement watches start at just $95. I mean, they could sell these pocket watches for like $5,000. They'd be clamoring for them.
Oh, yeah. People are always trying to find what's next. We're telling you. It's pocket watches.
We've been saying it for some time now.
Literally. Ages.
At a department store, however, you're looking at $400 to $500 for these very same watches. Movement figured out that by selling online directly to the consumer, they could cut out the middleman and provide the best possible price. At such great prices, Movement watches make wonderful holiday gifts. It's a no-brainer, folks. Classic design, quality construction, styled minimalism. Over 1 million watches have been sold in over 160 countries so far.
Botswana, we coming next. We ain't forgot about you.
Indonesia, let's build. Get 15% off today with free shipping. Again, they say free returns. I don't even know. Well, you're not going to return this, Bad Larry.
Correct.
By going to mvmt.com/mixtape. That's MICKSTAPE. This, and it's not mixtape like with an X, and it's not Trill Ballins.
Well, yeah, I heard on the latest mixtape with Trill Ballins, and love the pocket watches, guys. They're smocking.
Nice. This watch has a really clean design that makes a great great fashion statement. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementmvmt.com/mixtape. Join the movement today.
I will.
one nation. Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
There's a movement Tyler joined way later than he should have, but he's here now and he's happy. What happened?
What? Whoa.
You're not happy.
I don't say anything about the H word. let's not be silly.
I've never been happy. How dare you?
Yeah, let's say don't watch it.
You're right. My apologies. You're not pissed. Man, I'm not gonna. What are you? What are you? Just fucking talk.
Yeah. Thanks for the setup, my friend. I just finished season 5, and I'm pretty upset.
You finished 5?
Yeah, just finished 5.
You breezed through 5.
Again, the world was shut down.
True.
When the snow came, so I was like, I think I should comb through it. One, Stannis, man. Stannis sold out his fucking daughter, man. What a piece of shit.
It was hard to watch.
I was sick. So, I love Shireen.
It was very tough. Very tough scene to watch. Arguably the toughest to watch.
And I knew, like, the first time with the lady, Melisandre, the first time she suggested it, and he was like, what? No way. I was like, man, come on now. That pussy's going to have him doing all types of things.
It does.
Yeah, he was like, pussy said, burn my daughter. Let's tie her up.
That pussy do, in fact, be yanking.
Keep it away from me.
please and thank you.
You can keep that in Westeros, buddy. I don't want nothing like that on my side of the Seven Kingdoms.
Have you seen her in her final form yet?
Melisandre?
Yeah.
No, I'm... Have I?
She hasn't taken off her necklace?
No, not yet.
All right.
Actually, don't step on it. People were yelling. They were like, hey, man, he was spoiling everything. So take it easy.
I was spoiling everything?
Yeah. Multiple people were like, somebody was like, why did you let him spoil it? I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how I could have prevented it.
I mean, I've talked to other people, and I'm like, they said I've been doing a good job. I'll go to a line, but, I mean, that's not spoiling anything.
The people disagree.
She's just she's a witch. Like, if you've ever seen
that. All right, there you go again. That's exactly what they were talking about.
This show's called Game of Thrones? Oh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. I mean, I guess you just speak for the second. I'll just leave. You just give your thoughts. I'll let Andrew know. And I don't know how else I'm supposed to. You should have been. I've been telling you to watch the show forever. This feels more like a you problem than a me. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, everybody dies anyway. It's fine.
True. It's much like The Departed, a movie you haven't seen that I just spoiled for you.
Oh, will I? Correct. I was very upset by that. And then Khaleesi, I don't like Khaleesi.
Wow.
I was leaning toward her after she fucking gentrified the entire country. And then it just got to the scene in the Colosseum where they were fighting and the I don't know, the dudes in the mask were killing literally the harpy.
Yeah, yeah. Sons of the Harpy.
Yes, so we're killing literally everybody. And the dragon came and Khaleesi's like, well, my ride is here. How you guys getting home? I was like, you motherfucker. She left everybody there to die.
It was a bold move.
So they were back. Yeah, it was a bold move for sure. I was like, she didn't even take not even Miss Andy with her. Not even Dario. She was like, yeah. How y'all getting home? I got to go to work in the morning.
You were our ride.
That's the death. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't like Khaleesi. I'm not a fan.
I mean, I get it. You're done with 5.
Yeah, I'm done with 5.
Okay. So this must have been 7 that just happened then. The first half. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was the one that was most recent was the first half of 7.
Mm.
All right, so 6. I'm trying to go back to 5. Because apparently I'm spoiling everything.
Yeah, stop stepping on the lead, man. Arya just, I guess, became an assassin. She just turned into somebody else and killed the one of the dudes on her list. I like that plot line a lot. I don't know his name. He was asking for young girls in the brothel and was whipping them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah,
Arya
yeah.
turned into one and stabbed his eyes out.
Yeah, that was bold.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think last show I said that was one of my favorite storylines, and I had someone chirp me about that. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, everyone likes Arya. No one doesn't like Arya.
What did they say? They said they didn't like Arya?
They said it was, like, not one of the best storylines. I was like, you're right, a girl who becomes, like, a trained assassin who goes back for revenge and kills people who, like, wronged her family. Who would like
boring.
A story? Yeah, yeah. What a snooze fest.
Fast forward past that and get to the blonde-haired selfish gentrifier. You know, I'm in on Arya. I like that. I like that a lot.
Absolutely.
Anything Tyrion does, I'm here for.
Is he talking to... Yeah, he had to have been if he was in that Coliseum. So he's talked...
Yeah, he's on her, I guess, council now or whatever. What else happened? Cersei just had to walk through the streets naked.
Oh, shame.
Oh, yeah. Man, fucking kill me. I got to walk. They're going to throw stuff on me?
It's great because she probably goes like 100 yards where it's just like the shame and people are quiet. And then that first guy like pegs her in the head from that guy is an Eagles fan for sure.
She's like, this wasn't too bad. I would have toned years ago. I can see my door from here. Shame. And just throw shit on her.
And then Zombie Mountain picks her up.
Yeah, they have a lot of large human beings on this show.
They sure do.
Giants. I like the giant.
One.
Oh, yeah, the White Walkers came in. The giant was like, what the fuck are you looking at? But he said it in Valyr or whatever language giants speak. I was like, yeah, that's what he said.
They had that battle?
Yeah, the...
Hardhome? Not
Hardhome. Hardhome.
So what...
It was... Cool. I don't know. They've moved above Khaleesi as far as the storylines I'm interested in.
Okay.
When he just brought everybody back to the dead, I was like, oh yeah, this is like Superman. There's no way to beat these people.
Yeah. When they raise up and they all just stand, you're like, uh-oh, like, that's not good.
Yeah. No, they're literally Superman. They have one weakness, dragon glass, which is kryptonite, some like very rare commodity that even then it could still be in the vicinity and it doesn't matter.
So,
Walkers are going to kill everybody. Yeah, Sam Tarly finally got some pussy. That was terrific. Boy lost his damn mind.
He had to put in way. He's no Podrick for sure. He had to put in way too much work.
He had to get his ass whooped for it.
He had his ass whooped. He had to kill a White Walker, and he had to raise a child that isn't his.
Yeah, all for it, and he was like worth it.
He had sex. Doesn't matter.
He was like, my heavens. I like everybody's just like, yo, fuck the watch, the statement we swore to the watch.
Yeah,
just like, let's see, everybody's just doing whatever the fuck they want. I was like, maybe the watch ain't so bad. You can still do whatever you want. Like, okay.
But they like killed Jon Snow for doing it. Like they killed
him. Oh yeah, that was the final. Yeah, that fucking Ollie.
Oh.
Ollie, that hurt my feelings.
That one's so tough.
For the watch.
Ollie's such a coward.
Yeah.
He kills his girl and then him.
Right. Ollie's just bad news all around.
That's, Ollie, he didn't have the greatest, start to his life by any means when his, whole family gets murdered in front of him. Like, that always stinks
He's fighting an uphill battle. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but, come on, man. Not doing himself many favors here at all.
What really fucked me up, the HBO Go, the people's login I'm using, anytime I start the episode, it always just starts at the beginning. So I didn't think about it. I just went right into the finale of season 5 and it ends the very last scene. So Jon Snow's bleeding out. So that was the first thing I saw. I knew it was coming, but still, I'd rather build up to it than just know it, just walk right into it.
Especially because with those episodes too, especially when you're enjoying them or not actively hating them, which it seems like you're at that stage right now.
I only actively hate some of it.
Yeah. So, when you watch them, especially when you're rewatching them, you don't always know when the ending is coming unless you're, staring at the time. So, yeah, something like that can sneak up on you, and even though you know it's coming, you didn't know it was coming then.
Oh, yeah. And it's always later the first. I was like, I guess I'll restart this to see how this comes about.
I didn't say anything about Jon Snow getting killed.
So you just stepped on it again. What if I want to watch it again? Show some discretion, man. Theon, Reek is a bad... He's a snitch, man. I don't like that guy either.
What did he do?
When Sansa was like, yo, help me out if I just light this candle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody help us get out of here. And Reek was like, yeah, 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 let's get out of here. And then he went niche. And he flayed the woman.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, what do you think of Ramsay? Do you hate Ramsay more than Joffrey?
No. I don't know if anybody ever topped Joffrey. He was so much hatred in such little time. That's, he was, what, three seasons?
And he really didn't come into his own until, like, he was actually king.
Yeah, I think Ramsay's kind of getting in his bag now, but he started as a piece of shit. I don't hate him as much, though. I think I hate Khaleesi more than I hate Ramsay. I really don't like her.
Do you like Cersei more now that she had to do that walk?
No.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. Is she above Khaleesi, though?
Oof. that might be neck and 1A and 1B.
That's Towns Porzingis all over again.
Yeah, not a fan. No, she might be lower. I really like Marjorie, and Cersei just treated Marjorie like shit. It's ankle and ankle. They're both at the bottom.
So the last thing that happened with this church, what do you think of the leader of the church?
Oh, a little too pious for my liking.
He invented Mount Pious.
He doesn't wear shoes. He just walks around judging people. I'm not a fan of his either.
Hasn't seen a washcloth in all his days.
Yeah, Cersei's like, yeah, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And he's like, actually, I'm going to put you in prison.
Yeah, I mean, the guy doesn't answer to anyone but himself, which I guess I can respect, but he is a psychopath.
Yeah, well, I feel like Littlefinger doesn't answer anybody but himself. This guy only answers to the mother and the God of Light and the people that aren't on the show, so I can't get their take. I'm not a fan. Cersei also fucking her cousin. A lot of incest back then, a whole heap of it.
Have you ever gone to any porn site recently? I don't know if that's going to weigh.
Touche.
Yeah, I mean, Cersei will fuck. She prefers to fuck people she's directly blood related to, which I guess I can respect that.
Tried and true, I guess. Keep it in the family, whatever.
It's like what I imagine like Brett's family tree looks like.
Like, oh,
Brett's. I've said this to his face, so I don't feel bad. But he's too Aryan for
too pure.
His hair.
There you go, that Nazi regalia, man. I knew it. It's coming. You're gonna dig it up on yourself, man.
I have to. People are gonna find it one way or the other.
Yeah, you gotta be rabbit, man. I do live in a trailer with my mom.
We have sex. Trying to think what happened. It's so hard to remember two seasons back without spoiling it.
Yeah, people did not like that. But yeah, I think that was pretty much the major. Yeah, Yor just got the stone shit.
Oh yeah.
So, but I was like, well, it's not gonna matter now. He's not gonna make it out of the Coliseum. And then next episode, they're all there. So I don't like. I'm not too big on continuity stuff like that. But they were really all fucked.
Oh yeah.
Like there were thousands of Sons of Harpy killing literally everybody. Like the dragon did his business, but once he was gone, it's like, okay, yeah, now we're just gonna kill the rest of you.
You would think, but I also think she's the main target. Like those, they don't really care about those people, and they probably want to draw her back that way.
I don't know. I feel like nobody in the stand was the main people anyway, and they still got their throats slit.
Yeah, but you got to cause that initial mayhem.
Cause a little ruckus.
Yeah, quick ruckus.
All right,
I feel like
at the very least, like you got to kill one in her crew, right? Like they all just show up just harmless, like or just they're like, what can you do? I got a couple scratches.
I do like at Hardhome when 1-1, like they all get on their final boats and the guy, the Night King, raises his arms and everyone stands up and 1-1 just walks into the ocean and just keeps going. Like that's how large he is.
The giant?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I don't swim. I don't do that. Okay, that's the question. There was the dude up on the hill watching all that, and there was a dude Jon Snow killed. Did the guy Jon Snow killed, did he come back to life? Like, are there, how many leaders of the White Walkers are there, I guess?
There's the main one. That's the Night King. He's got like the crown in his face.
Yeah, I saw him, and then I thought there was the guy that Jon Snow killed with his sword because it was Valyrian steel. But then I thought I saw him again, like when he raised everybody. I thought I was like, so did he come back, or am I just? Are there more than one, like White Walker? I guess supervisor. Maybe he's like the supervisor.
Yeah, no, there seems to be like four of them. I want to say it plays off like the Four Horsemen thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
I want to say that guy's fine because I don't know if does Valerian kill them? Has that been said?
Well, that was the thing. Like he
exploded for sure, and like glass shards.
And that's the thing. And I didn't know if like if you don't burn the glass, does it just cut? Like did he just rise when they all rose, or he's like I'm fine?
Yeah, that I don't remember, and I do remember like the next pivotal scene they're really involved with. I can't remember if he was there or not, but Lord knows, I don't want to spoil it.
You don't. don't step on it.
Don't step on these 2-year-old episodes.
It's funny now when I first watched. Like I'd seen the people from Game of Thrones. You would see them like
memes. On
red carpet stuff. Oh yeah, meme stuff. Like I mean, like just them like out and about. And it's like, oh yeah, now these people are grown up because it's literally 10 years later.
Yeah, like Sansa is like the face of like Louis Vuitton right now.
I think that might be where she's like one of like the Jonas Brothers. I was like, oh yeah, an adult person. Interesting.
Yeah, she was like 14 when the show started, and that was like 2008 or some shit.
I saw like the picture. I think it was Arya posted like her first day in front of the green room when she was like 5. I was like, and now she's chopping people's eyes out. Look at my girl. Look at her grow up.
Oh yeah, now Arya's a boss. She's anyone.
To some.
Yeah, anyone who doesn't think Arya is one of the better storylines is a buffoon. It's really that simple. I'm glad you're on, because I remember at the beginning, I mean, the first like season, she's just like a little girl who wants to like learn how to use a sword. It's like, oh, okay. And now she's a fucking hitman.
Oh yeah, like she doesn't. I like how she doesn't use anything he taught her. She just like cuts throats and like that man died for nothing.
Yep. She's a legend. I'm trying to think who else. The one thing I definitely spoiled was like the Hound. Like that was, but I didn't want you thinking he was out here dead. I don't apologize for that.
I can't wait till he come back with a haircut, some new threads.
Wait, that was 4 he got stabbed though, wasn't it?
It might. I can't. It was either end of 4, early 5.
Okay, so he's back, isn't he?
No, he's not back yet.
I thought he got stabbed, and then like the next episode like started with him, but clearly not.
Look at you. Thanks a lot.
I mean, I'm not gonna apologize. You already knew he came back, so I don't really care. He's I was trying to think of like other storylines we hadn't talked about. I guess Hound just wasn't in a full fucking season. 5, like you saw no Bran or Hodor that season, right?
I don't think so.
I know they took.
Or maybe I feel like maybe early on, that was one I was like, I haven't seen them. I don't really miss that storyline.
No,
I know it's coming back at some point, but I was like, until it does, I will enjoy not seeing it.
You know, 5 because I know they come back 6. And okay. It was, you know how I said people complained about this past season, like everything was moving too quickly?
Mm-hmm.
The reason they're not in 5 is because they're traveling from where they left off in season 4 to where they're about to be in season 6. Like, get the fuck out of my face. I don't care about that.
Good Lord. Bran's going to be like 6'5 now in his wheelchair. Hodor's going to be like 62. He's going to be carrying Hodor.
So that's what that whole mess was. That's why you didn't see them at all. I'm interested. I mean, 6, you could be through 6 by fucking tomorrow at this rate.
I could be. I was like, what really? The snow? And then I was like, I was trying to go back and forth between that and the Punisher. And I was like, I think I haven't touched the Punisher since we last talked about it. I was like, I might just be out.
I mean, that's fine. I'm glad you're at least in on this.
I'll be in on the Punisher 2023.
Season 3 is out. Yeah, no. I'm trying to think what else happens in Thrones.
I think that's about, like, as far as, like, the main stuff.
Yeah, Tyrion's great, as always.
Yeah, I think he's my favorite. I think Tyrion and Margaery are probably my two favorites.
Yeah, I mean, Tyrion is as good a character as there is. Are you like, do you like, care about Jon Snow? Like, when he got stabbed, were you like, oh, fuck?
Yeah, I liked Jon Snow. Like, I knew it was coming. I was just like, it's a matter of when. But I was like, yeah, he's trying to do too much. He's trying to be a good person, man. That never works out.
No, not in these games.
Mm-mm. Art imitates life.
Snow. What else happens at the wall? No one really.
Let's see.
Any of the wildlings you like?
No, I like Gilly. I'm looking for that. I want that Samwell Gilly love. Outside of that, yeah, I don't. Where's she at?
You want that illiterate incest baby raising love?
And she gonna name it after me? Even Steven. Like, what? That's your baby's? That's your father's baby? Are you gonna name it after me? Okay, yeah. We can be a family.
Bet.
Yeah. The slate is clean.
I'll teach you how to read, girl.
Yeah. Let's go to. Yes. Sam's about to go become the maester. Because Maester Aemon died.
He talked to his dad already?
Who?
Sam.
No. Look at you. You're doing it again.
I mean, look, that one. No, you're right. That's next season. Yeah, him becoming a maester.
Sternly worded tweets.
Huh?
I say you're going to get some sternly worded tweets.
I mean, I'm probably. Like, that's every day. It's every single day. Yeah, I don't care. I've been telling you forever to watch it. I'm going to text after the game tonight. I'm going to text our good pal Dave Damashek, and because it's Patriots Steelers week, friend.
Ooh, that's up. Is it the prime time?
I think
it's flexed it yet. Will they flex it?
I think it's 4:30, but like I can't imagine they have many more great games to choose from these next 3 weeks, and I don't know if anything else has been flexed yet this year.
You don't want to watch Colts Bills again? The Redux Part 2?
Listen, man, that game was electric. There was no Peterman.
Oh, I watched damn near every minute of it. Peterman's on, I'm watching. Simple as that.
But it was mostly it was the Joe Webb show.
Oh, yeah. Trade Tyrod and Peterman? Build around Webb? I don't know.
That game was I could have played wide receiver in the NFL if those were the conditions, because everyone was running like pitter patter steps so they didn't fall. Like, no one was running in that game.
No, it was like, I feel like the only person that catches was like Kelvin Benjamin, just because he's like the tallest. Like, we're just gonna throw it up. If you see it, catch it. If not, second down, no beef.
He caught one by the sideline, and they were like, I guess you might have been in bounds.
Yeah, like they were just lining up wherever. It was pretty much a lawless gang out there.
It was tremendous. Yeah, that picture killed me that you put up there.
Benjamin was like, he's in like beside linebacker, and they're just like, ah, what can you do?
The side.
Tom McCoy's like 38 yards back.
The side judge is looking. He's like, I can't see more than 3 inches in front of my face. Like, I have no idea where anyone is.
He just does the windmill with his hand. Yeah, clock run.
That was preposterous, the amount of snow like that. I mean, New England gets plenty of snowy games. I can't remember not being able to see the only thing that comes close is the Fog Bowl from earlier this year.
I think my favorite part, like at least from the Fog Bowl, when they changed the angle, you could see it more. They changed it from the Bills when it was like, oh, this is worse. This is much worse. We'll just go back to the regular, studio or studio cam.
Well, it was crazy to me how much better those cameras are because like everyone and their mother who was at that game was taking videos of the field from where they were sitting, and you literally couldn't see the person in front of you.
I can't imagine ever going to that game live. That seems like torture.
I went to Patriots Titans. I can't remember if it was 03 or 04 playoffs. And it was, I think with wind chill, it was like -28.
Absolutely not.
And it was like the war. Like, I don't go to games past Thanksgiving anymore because of that game.
Nor should you.
Like, anyone who wants to be like, oh, you're soft. Like, I'm not. I did that. Like, I'm not that. Like, even a 5-degree game right now, it would feel like Bermuda in comparison, but why would I want to put myself through that? Like, fuck that.
Oh, no. No, no. Man, I'd be looking at times like, I don't know. It's at 4:30. By the time the game's over, the sun will be down. It'll be 58 degrees. I don't know.
But, buddy, it's 4:30. The sun's already down in New England.
Touche.
And that was... I mean, if the Patriots had lost that, I don't think I ever want to watch football again. Like,
oh yeah, there's no need. Like, this is the light, the God of Light telling me I don't need to watch football.
Yeah, and football. I mean, it's been discussed. We're not inventing the wheel here. It's by far the worst to go watch live.
Easily, I would even say pro football because I think college football is amazing live. I think it's just pro football.
I've never seen, like, I watched Jameis and Taj Boyd play in Clemson live, and I didn't find that to be that exhilarating of an experience. The year Jameis and FSU won it all.
It's more the experience. Like, you got to, like, wake up and drink all day and walk to the stadium. Like, that's what you can't do in the NFL. Like, just walk to the stadium. You have to drive and park and all that shit.
True.
But college, if you're close enough, you just get as drunk as you like and walk to the stadium and walk back. Tremendous.
Yeah, but you also can't drink in the stadium.
We've been doing that for 12 hours. Also, they don't really pat you down at a college game. I'll just say that.
It is lax security for sure.
It's very lax security.
Otherwise, there would be no one in the stands because they'd just be arresting underage kids left and right.
This kid's got water in his bottle. Get him.
Throw some ham down his shirt.
Get that milk on him.
But yeah, I mean, hockey's even better.
Yeah, hockey is good live.
I think baseball, like I think baseball's good live because, like, even in the downtime, at least when you're at the game, like you're at, like, it's nice out. Like, I don't know. I think it's very scenic. I enjoy baseball live.
Same. I think it's a great. I think Adam Carolla said it. He's like, yeah, if the baseball game never started, nobody would know. Like, that's how good it is. Like, you're just outside, you're eating a hot dog, you're drinking a beer, you're talking to people. You just look up, like, 6 hours later and be like, hey, they haven't thrown the first pitch yet?
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, every other sport, they're just, like, pumping noise and music at you. Like, baseball, like, you might hear an organ off in the distance. Like,
right. And every other inning.
Yeah, and, like, you hear some applause and you're like, oh, something happened. Nice. But it's definitely a much more conversational game than any other sport I can think of.
Yeah, for better or worse.
And I think basketball is good wherever you watch it. But live, especially if you have decent seats, is when you truly can appreciate, like, what's going on out there. On TV, you're just so accustomed to, like, every team, for the most part, obviously good and bad teams, you know who's hitting shots and who's not. But they all look, like, roughly, like, the same size, every team.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like, you don't know Steph Curry's, like, really, like, 6'3". Like, he just kind of looks like he's the small guy on the court. Like, you go right. Sit courtside and say that's the small guy. Like, you can't.
Oh, yeah. Wait till he walks up to the table. He just, like, dwarfs every referee and everybody. And then you see Draymond Green walk up and dwarf him. And then you see Kevin Durant walk up and dwarf him.
And the speed live, like, that's what you hear about hockey all the time, too. And I get it. Like, for sure, hockey's way faster live. The hits are more brutal. Like, all that. Speed of basketball live, like, even when they're just making, like, simple, like, swing passes, you're like, oh, that would have broke my jaw. I wouldn't have even put my hands up to catch it.
Oh, yeah. Like, going along with what you said, you see it on TV, you see a guy jump with, like, 1 foot in the paint, and you're like, wow, that's impressive. And then when you're actually there watching, you're like, holy shit, he was 14 feet away, and there were three people in his way, and he's still, like, converted.
That's why I was trying to explain. Remember that missed dunk Giannis had earlier this year?
Yes.
He took off from, like, the left elbow.
Sure. Like, you see it on TV, it's like, yeah, that's a long way. But if you, like, actually stand on a court, you're like, holy shit, Giannis took off from here?
Yeah, and, like, I think he, like, back-rimmed that, or, like, he got the ball knocked out of his hands or something.
Oh, yeah, I feel like if he did it again, I feel like he could do that. Yeah, he could convert that.
Right, and he was trying to understand, like, why people were talking about it. And,
yeah, this is right. I missed the shot. Yeah, leave me alone, guys.
He was like, I can jump up and not dunk it. Like, I can do that right now. I was like, yeah, but absolutely no one would think you would be able to land that. Like, that's the difference. Like, when he took off from there, A, what a psychopath for even thinking about doing that, and B, holy shit, he probably could have done that if, like, the ball hadn't been knocked loose from his hand.
Easily. That, another one, Giannis, you hear like, oh, yeah, he can get, you know, from half court to the rim in two steps, which is impressive, and then you, like, if you stand on any court, you're like, holy shit. It would take me at least 20 steps to get in the paint.
Jay Billis has, like, a whole thing about taking, like, a prospect and walking the length of the court with him, and he gets, like, a five-minute interview out of it. Giannis takes two steps, and he's, like, windmilling it from the free
throw line. You travel. You got travel. That's what I was all people. You travel.
Yeah, though, anyone who says traveling on, like, especially a fast break dunk when there's no one who could stop it, like, I don't even know why they force them to dribble. Like, you know he's going to score. Like, let him land safely.
I don't really care.
I can't imagine caring. The ones that bother me that don't get called are when people, like, blatantly switch pivot feet and they end up, like, 5 feet from where they caught the ball. Yeah. Or not 5 feet, like, Perkins. 10 feet. Don't you dare. You shut your mouth.
The old Perkins, eh?
The old LeBron.
All right. Nope. I mean, he'll do it at half court, pivot a little bit. Of like, how the hell did LeBron get in the paint?
He gets the rebound under his own hoop and just only pivots his way to a layup on 94 feet away.
Three times, just Mike Breen, yeah, and the foul.
LeBron James.
Pivoting, dribbling, shooting that ball, climbing the corporate ladder, breaking glass ceiling. Hey there, mama. That's a top five video.
Easy. I don't know.
And it ain't five.
Rest in peace, Tom Brodude.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Car Care's Fund for Flint. Smash that donation button, please and thank you.
Please and thank you.
And we are out of here.
Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. In playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Gigi Gatos. Gigi Gatos. Gigi Gatos. Gigi Claus. It's taco time. Twas the night before Christmas. I'm sleigh riding. Got that gap beside me, so don't try me. Tiny Tim wants 2K, he was good all year. His mama got a bet he can see her taco from the rear. Mrs. Claus gon' be okay, she won't shed a tear. She know Peachy like to play, I've been good all year. Getting no Z on the loud boy, Xbox One. Take a pull, this shit, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Drop off the sack, it's Asa Luego. Taco time, you call me Pedro. Isabella, she call it the Yako. Get off her shit, it's okay though. Gitchy, gitchy, gitchy. Bad bitch on my lap, telling me her Christmas list. She gon' get everything she wants, hope she wants this dick. Order 40s by the crate, call me Nucky North Pole. Jordan Force on the boardwalk, Mikey Sorrentino. Drop off these presents, then it's taco time. Throw a bitch up for the glass, reverse ducking my balls up for taco, man. Reverse ducking my balls up for taco, man. Throw a bitch off the glass and duck my balls in a taco, man. It's taco time. It's yako time. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Taco, taco, it's taco time. Taco, 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 taco time. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco.
We on a building but y'all act like you don't know. It's Gucci Claus and Young Rudolph Ho. And we for the kids but we love these new thoughts. I seen Geechee reverse 360, two tacos at the same time. Dang, that's hang time. If your dame fine, he'll grab the reins, make me change flight and take a straight line to your girl house, unwrapping your girl blouse and do mic and drills all night inside your girl mouth. Flying around a world of view from the top of 7. Geechee break him off. I'll take a sloppy second. I ain't a choosy deer. Show me them boobies, dear. And I know which list had you this year. Waited all evening, taco so good it don't even need
it seasoning. And once the sun is down, the chimney ain't the only thing we coming down. Ooh. Yo, Fupa gon' be my chalupa. Yo. Stuck my balls on your tacos, say booyah, booyah. I once saw Geechee snatch a 6'4" dude with a beard's hoe. Toss her off the backboard, dunks this guy's hoe on him. Shatters the backboard, pieces of glass go everywhere, it's in the taco. Very dangerous situation, supremely disrespectful. I come through on the baseline, 720, whole arm in the taco like Vince Carter, I'm just hanging there. People like,
is it the shoes?
Nah, bitch, is it the hooves? Reindeers don't wear shoes, idiot.
Geechee Claus got them hoes, fuck nigga, you know. Why you standing under mistletoe with a bitch built like a pot roast? Said your bitch built like a pot roast. Tongue all in a throat. Damn, that's a big hoe. Goddamn, nigga, that's a big hoe.
Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Taco, taco, it's taco time. Taco, 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 taco time. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco.